Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone, for joining me for our du'as from the Quran series for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. This particular series is brought to you by Penny Appeal, inshallah. Penny Appeal USA, since 2016, has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, and given medical assistance to families across Asia, the Middle East, and even right here back at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world to break the cycle of poverty and hunger. This Ramadan, they will continue that effort with the support of people like yourself, inshallah ta'ala. So head over to pausa.org/qalam, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, so we move on to our dua now. Throughout this month, we've had the opportunity of looking at various du'as from the Quran, and specifically in Ramadan, connecting to the Quran, but connecting to the Quran through the means of the du'as or supplications that we can make is very powerful, because these are the du'as that we learn from Allah. These are the du'as that we learn directly from the revelation. And so they're very, very special du'as. Today, inshallah, we're going to be looking at a du'a. We're going to be looking at a du'a from Suratul Furqan. Let's take a look at this du'a. In Suratul Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins by describing some of the attributes of the believers. In this particular section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about qualities that the servants of Ar-Rahman have. And it's a very special part of Surah Furqan because it really highlights unique qualities that a believer should have and should work to build within themselves. Now, one of the qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, those who say, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ, O our Lord, avert or turn away from us, عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ, the punishment of the hellfire, إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا, indeed the punishment of the hellfire is unrelenting. And so we ask Allah to seek refuge and protect us from His punishment in the hereafter. Now, this du'a is really special, especially at the time of the month that we're in right now. When speaking about the month of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ said the first 10 are rahmah from Allah, the second 10 are maghfira, forgiveness, and the last 10 are najat, or deliverance from the hellfire. And so there's a special correlation between seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam and the last 10 days of Ramadan. And so I think studying this dua reading this dua, learning this dua in the last 10 days is pretty special, inshallah. Now, if we look closely at the dua, there's some lessons we can gain from this dua. The first thing, the first biggest thing is the context within which this verse comes. As I mentioned before, Allah is mentioning qualities of His special servants. And one of those qualities is they make dua that Allah protect them from the hellfire. And I think that's so important to really think about, that when we're making dua, a primary concern that we should be making dua for is good in the hereafter. It's just like that first dua that we did together almost, 20 days ago now, which was Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Basically, the idea is a believer should be really focused on the akhirah, the hereafter. The more a believer is focused on the akhirah, the more they will make du'as that or supplications that are for their akhirah, right? And so that's the first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is a quality of the believers. And so that's something we really need to think about, that, are all of my du'as only about dunya? Are all of my du'as only about things of this world? Why aren't any of my du'as about relationship with Allah? Why aren't any of my du'as about, oh Allah, give me your love? Oh Allah, give me things that relate to the akhirah. Why aren't my du'as about that? And so that's one of the things I think we really need to work on. And at the end of this month now is really focusing on du'as that are about the forgiveness from Allah and things that deal with our akhirah, our hereafter. Now, the next thing we notice about this du'a is رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, turn away from us, push away from us the punishment of the hellfire. And so I think one of the lessons in this dua, which is beautiful, is that we have to learn to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from things that we don't want in our life and in the hereafter. Let me give an example. There's another dua that the Prophet taught us, which is called the dua istikhara, when you have a decision to make, right? And in that dua, the Rasul taught us that you ask Allah, oh Allah, if this thing is bad for me, then take it away from me and take me away from it. Same words are used in Arabic. Wasrif anhu, wasrifni anhu. Turn it away from me or turn me away from it. And so with Laylatul Qadr coming, Laylatul Qadr, a night of destiny, a night of fate, a night in which the decree is passed down, this is definitely a time where we want to be saying, oh Allah, push away from me things that are bad for me that I don't want. And we want to make that dua. So there's a deep correlation between the Laylatul Qadr, a night of destiny, a night of taqdeer, right? A night where much of what is ordained for us is sent down from the heavens. That's a night where we want to be saying, oh Allah, push away from me this, push away from me that, push away from me these negative things. And also on top of that, realizing this is so important. What does it mean, oh Allah, push away from me adhab jahannam? It really means, oh Allah, push away from me or take out of my life those deeds that are leading me to the hellfire, to the displeasure of God. It's about, oh Allah, push those deeds away from me, because it's only those deeds that lead us there, right? It's those deeds that lead us to a place of upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we're asking Allah, oh Allah, avert from me the fire of Jahannam, what we're also asking for is, oh Allah, in my life, allow me to go away from or push away from actions that displease you. And this is something I think in these last 10 days, this is a special dua that I'm going to be making as well, which is Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbuk wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalan yuqarribuni ila hubbuk. Oh Allah, give me the love of those actions that will gain me your love. And automatically that means give me a hatred for those actions that gain your displeasure. Right? So asking Allah to make my heart love recitation of Quran. Oh Allah, make my heart love the remembrance of you. Oh Allah, make my heart love serving my family, taking care of people in the community. Make those things beloved to me. Make those things beloved to me. That's something I think we really want to ask Allah to give us, that love for good deeds and love for those actions that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is something that we work on. It just doesn't come. And so by asking Allah, we're working on that love. We're building that love, right? So let's take a look at this dua one more time. Rabban walladina yaquluna, those who when they pray, they say, Rabba nasrif anna adhaba jahannam, inna adhabaha kana gharama. Now the second part of this dua is, indeed, for its punishment is gharama. Now the word gharama, we see it on the screen. You can see we've translated it. Oh, sorry, you guys can't see me. Sorry about that. The word on the screen, the word is gharama. What does gharama mean? The word gharama actually means something that sticks to something else, right? Something that sticks to something else. Someone who owes someone money, the one who they owe the money to is called a gharim, because they stick to that person, like they're always after them. So the word gharama is when something is right there next to something. And so the meaning that many of the mufassirin have explained is, first of all, what we're doing is we're not just making dua, oh Allah, take the punishment away. We're actually thinking about what that punishment is like to make it even all the more real as we make that supplication. Let me say that one more time. So we're not just saying, oh Allah, protect me from the fire. We're like, oh Allah, protect me from that fire. Oh Allah, that fire which does this, does that, does this, does that, does this, does that. Why are we mentioning those things? Because when we mention the reality of these things, it makes it all the more loathsome in our sight or all the more beloved. When we ask, oh Allah, give me Jannah. Oh Allah, give me your love. Oh Allah, and we start to describe Jannah as well, it makes it even all the more desirable to us. And so this dua, it's beautiful because it combines not only asking Allah, oh Allah, please protect me from this punishment, but there's also this element of inna adhabaha kana gharama, a description of that punishment as well. And I think that's very, very important for making our du'as and making our du'as mean more when we pray and make those du'as. So this is one of the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, verse number 65. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in these blessed 10 days of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, do not forget your akhirah. The Prophet said these last 10 days are days of freedom from hellfire. We need that. We need to beg Allah for that salvation, that entry into Jannah. It's not guaranteed to us. It's not promised. We have to ask Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said for himself, "Wa ma adri ma yuf'alu bi." I do not know what will happen to me. Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmah. Only I will only be saved if Allah showers me with his mercy. And so in these last 10 days, make dua for your akhirah. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliver us and protect us from the punishment of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the punishment of the grave, and the punishment of the hereafter. And one of the harshest punishments of the hereafter is distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Al-Kareem, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eternally. What could be worse than that? On the other side are those who get to see Allah. Who get to see Allah weekly. See Allah. That's the gift for the people of Jannah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us those actions which will gain Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from those actions that will gain his anger, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these last 10 days are here. May Allah allow us to continue and strive to achieve and gain Allah's pleasure. How are we going to do that? Well, one way is we're going to be making dua. Another way is reciting Quran. Another way is just moments of solitude with you and Allah, where you just talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I need you. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. just calling the name of Allah in these blessed days is so special. Don't waste these days. Seize the moment. Realize the potential in these moments. Don't let them go past without you using them for your benefit. And remember, in one of these nights, we don't know which one, there is a special barakah. A special barakah that has been described in the Quran as khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months of worship. Spread out your sadaqah throughout these nights. Spread out your good deeds throughout these nights. Don't do it all until the 27th, because you never know what day Laylatul Qadr is. May Allah allow us to see Laylatul Qadr, and may Allah allow us to witness it and use it to its best potential, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah accept from us all. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.